Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, and joining me this morning is Pastor Benton T. Thompson III. He's written this divine book. It's called Divinely Dysfunctional, Unique on Purpose. And I had to take a look at what I said, divinely dysfunctional. What is this? And I tell you, you brought this thing home. How are you this morning, Pastor Thompson?
I'm doing well, woman of God. How are you?
I am wonderful. Yes. I love this book. Nobody's ever going to think it's what it is. So talk about the divine dysfunction, because, you know, and it's like you said in the introduction, we hear so much about, you know, oh, that's a dysfunctional family. That person's dysfunctional. We hear it all the time. Everybody's throwing that word around.
Exactly. Everywhere you turn, it just seems like whether television, the water cooler, somebody's talking about who's dysfunctional. Either we're talking about a dysfunctional family or we're saying our family's dysfunctional.
Yes.
So that's just kind of what made me look into that a little bit more and say, where's this word coming from? It seemed like it just popped on the scene out of nowhere, and everybody's talking about dysfunctional.
But I noticed that you kind of changed a little bit to dysfunctional. That's your word. Talk about that.
Exactly. See, that dysfunctional, see, because in reality, when you look up the word dysfunctional, it's like a $50 word for abnormal or odd or something or weird. And I began looking. I thought, wait a minute. The world population is 7 billion people and counting.
Yes.
And so there are no two people who have the exact same fingerprints.
That's amazing.
There's no two people that have the same dental imprints. So aren't we all different? So I thought, wait a minute. This can't be dysfunctional.
Yeah.
It has to be dysfunctional. Mm-hmm. We just function differently than one another. So we're not outcasts, we're not odd, we're not throwaways, we just function differently.
So, you know, in the book, you start out in chapter one with a manic progressive. You say even identical twins have different identities. And I love the stories in the book. You tell these real life natural stories to talk about the supernatural.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that the manic depressive part is that oftentimes there are so many things that we would relate to being psychotic or psychological issues, when in fact it's just, it really does have a spiritual precedent to it. And so man, because he can't understand it or conceptualize it, he has to classify it as something that perhaps many of us recognize or know. And so that's why they'll say, man, you're psychotic, when in fact it's not really psychosis. It's something spiritual that you're going through that can't be explained to another individual who's not experiencing what you're experiencing. And so when I began to look at these things, Twanda, I began to see that, you know, while we are all different, we're 7 billion and counting, there are some things that we experience to one another that are similar. And so identity is a big part of it. And so since we're in the middle of trying to find our identity, what comes against that is someone saying, hey, you're dysfunctional. Well, how can you tell if no two fingerprints are a match, if no dental prints? So it's actually someone's idea of what they think is normal.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really try to thrust that to the ground and go, you know, you set your own normalcy, as it were. There's certain guidelines, but we set our own normalcy for the most part, because you might like this and I don't like that. Who's to say you're wrong for liking that, you know?
That's
the point.
It's true. You know, what makes us different makes us alike. You talk about Howard Hughes, Leonardo da Vinci, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., all very different people.
Exactly. When you look at Dr. King, for example, he had an oddity, a quirk. He was a Star Trek fan. He was a Trekkie. And you're like, okay, Dr. King was a Trekkie?
Right.
Yes, he was a Trekkie. But I think that through those episodes, he was seeing how they were forging to form and find a new world. That's what made him be our drum major of peace. Like you said, Howard Hughes is up there. He was infatuated with the size of peas. He had a fork for every size.
That is strange.
And so he's taking the fork and he's flicking these peas. But then you go, wait a minute, What in the world did that dysfunction have to do with his destiny? Well, hey, here was a guy all about aviation and flight.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps that as he's flicking these peas and seeing how far they go, he's thinking about the spruce groove, mm-hmm. the plane that he makes.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
who's to say that dysfunction, that quirk, that oddity that you or I have, who's to say that that's not really what is to develop and bring about our destiny? And that's my whole point here, that these things, we can't allow someone just to cast it down or cast us down because it's different.
Mm-hmm.
That different leads to our destiny.
Absolutely. The book opens up with Dr. Christopher Divine. And each chapter, Dr. Divine is lecturing on, you know, a different point. And I mean, he's like going in telling the students these great stories about divinely dysfunctional people or families and that kind of thing. I don't know how much you want to tell to give it away. I mean, the book is just phenomenal.
Well, I thank God I don't want to give it all away, as you say, because in that, it's the whole purpose was to tell stories about, that we've heard before,
mm-hmm.
or familiar people that we might know, and to really see it through a different lens. Because
yeah.
too often, as we if you start saying something like, say, about Dr. King,
mm-hmm.
plenty of people turn off because I already know everything about him. I know this, or Lee Harvey Oswald, or Kennedy.
Wow.
And so I wanted to tell stories. It wrapped up in something different.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're older stories, but they're told in today's vernacular, in
exactly.
today's setting, in today's time. And that just allows the reader to perhaps to just enjoy reading the book. And then you'll get to the end when you get to the end, but just enjoy reading it and enjoy the journey, because too many times we're so focused, Wanda, on get to our destination that we just can't simply enjoy the journey. So the intent was there, enjoy the journey of reading Divinely Dysfunctional, Unique on Purpose.
I think you will see yourself, your family, your friends. You will see some people that you know in this book being divinely dysfunctional, because, and what he's saying is God made you that way. And
exactly.
and so, and it takes you to your destiny if you will allow it. If you don't want to change it or have surgery to change it, or, you know, have some kind of procedure done, you know what I'm saying? Or separate yourself from a certain thing or not accept it. That's the thing,
where
we can be so unaccepting of our own selves.
We certainly can. And the thrust, the point is to just embrace who you are, because you didn't make you.
Right, right.
You were made unique on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that, and I keep stressing this point, because the fact that nobody's fingerprints matches, even identical twins aren't identical.
Right.
So it says, hey, wait a minute, why am I trying to be like Michael Jordan? Why am I trying to be like Halle Berry?
Mm-hmm.
Be me. Be
mm-hmm.
who God created me to be. The Creator he put something unique inside of me, and so let me embrace that uniqueness. And that's where, when you see the individuality, even in arts and entertainment, you see these people
mm-hmm.
coming forth because they're being who they are. There's only this one Beyonce. There's only this person here. There's only one of that. So be who you are and be the next thing that God has. And so that might even be not even necessarily a superstar. You might just be the great neighbor.
Right.
I mean, there were people we grew up with, like, Miss Johnson was so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
She's not in any history books. She's not, but she was just such a dear heart. Be that person. Be
yeah.
whoever God has called you to be to other people.
Absolutely.
That's what I want to say.
I think in this day and time that, and it's funny, this generation of, you know, do it my way and I'm going to be who I am. I think it's there. It can be a little skewed sometimes, but there are still children. There are still adults who don't like who they are and who have not accepted themselves. It's amazing. You have these two different, you know, ends of the spectrum. And, you know, but we're still striving to pull everybody along and say, hey, you know, you are who God made you. Be okay with that. Love yourself and accept that. So but this generation right here, this generation is, I'm going to be who I am.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it reminds me, you know, of a book, and it just kind of came to my heart, that was written years ago, and I remember reading it some, and the title of the book was I'm Okay, You're Okay.
I remember that book. Just, yeah.
You remember that. It's like, I'm okay, you're okay. And so, like you said, while we have the upside to say, hey, I'll express my individuality, the downside of that is the judgmental part, the part that I hate you because you look like this, and especially in today's climate, because you don't look like me, I hate you. Because you don't live where I live, I don't like you. Because you're not in the same socioeconomic status as me, that's the part that we have to move away from.
Yes.
That's the part. And so that's where, you know, in this, it's really a message of hope. Mm-hmm. The underlying tones of this book are hope, is to give us all hope, because we need everyone to stand up, to stay in the game, to be involved, and for everybody to play their part, to play their role. I often think of a vehicle, Twanda. You take your car, your truck, your vehicle. Every component of your engine is necessary.
That's right.
You need a hose just like you need the starter. Mm-hmm. You need the horn just like you need the battery. And so we have to realize, embrace whatever component we are in our society, you are desperately needed. We don't need anyone to fall out. We don't need anyone to give up, especially because they've adhered to someone's philosophy that, hey, because you're different than me, you don't belong.
Right.
You are a throwaway. We have to shun that ideology and let people be who they are. Just embrace them. You know, almost, again, another old thing, live and let live. Let me live and let me let you live, and let's just see what can blossom as a result of that.
Because you remember years back when everybody started, God didn't make junk. It's true. He didn't make junk. You are not a throwaway.
Amen.
You belong. You're needed. You can be successful. And at the very end of this book, so it says, as Chris said in his farewell lecture, no more excuses. Get out there and see what the future holds for you. And that's so important. Are you considered to be dysfunctional? If so, accept the truth that you are divinely dysfunctional. Y'all got to get the book. Perfect book for the holidays. It's a fast read. I read it in a few hours, and I think you will absolutely love it. And I also think that in the truth telling of the book, because I mean, you brought this thing all the way down to the nitty gritty. And like you said, folks that know the stories will say, oh, that's what that is. And that's who that is. And oh my God, they were related. You know, it's going to be an amazing thing. It's going to be an eye opener for a lot of people.
And that was my heart on that, Twanda, to, you know, as I heard a gentleman say, put it down where the goats can get it. You know, you got to make it plain. And that's the only way. Sometimes things are just so built up and it's so elaborate that you go away scratching your head. What is he talking about?
What just happened?
That's why we have to use plain descriptive terms to know, hey, this is what I'm saying. He was jacked up. She was jacked up. And yet God used it.
Yes.
Wow. So there is hope for me.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, the funny part about that is sometimes that, and I know even me, when it was time for me to come to the Lord, really come to the Lord, because I mean, I got baptized when I was young and all that, but you know, of course you don't know a lot of stuff then, but when it was really time and the Lord was calling me into ministry, and I was like, who, me? Because we always think that in our state, whatever that is, that God can't use. And it's like you just said, He can use anybody, even when you're in a state of disrepair, you're all messed up, jacked up, whatever it is, God can use you.
See, it's in actuality, in those states, that's when you can see the greatest glory of God.
Yes.
Because we'll say, I know he was a hot mess, and he's doing that now. That's got to be God.
Absolutely.
Because we'll know where people were, and I know where I was. And like I said, it's not a judgmental thing. I mean, even for this, for me, I'm from West Virginia, a small place there, you know, the Appalachian is really tough. And you say, here's this guy, and I'm writing these books, and I'm helping people and able to travel and share God's word. That's amazing. So I can see God in my own life.
Amen.
Because I know from whence I came. And we had to keep these things in mind too, Twanda, for this perspective, because I found out that, you know, talking about dysfunctional, as things change, do you know that once left-handed people were considered dysfunctional?
My mom's
it's,
left-handed.
Hey,
yeah.
You guys can't function.
Mm-hmm.
But here we see Da Vinci paints the Sistine Chapel left-handed.
Exactly.
We had a president, President Barack Obama,
left-handed. That's
so
right.
Who's to say that? You can become president being left-handed. So I don't think that that's dysfunctional. So we have to get away and move away from what someone has labeled us as not being and embrace what God has labeled us as being, a unique creation, divine on purpose, and seek that purpose out. You know, don't let go of that. You know, it's like, I talk about one other lady who loves stray animals. She just pulled in strays from everywhere. Mm-hmm. And you're like, man, this girl just loves stray animals. But then later on, Mother Teresa was a blessing to everybody.
Right,
so
right.
Your dysfunction really is going to lead to your destiny.
Absolutely. Pastor, tell people where they can find the book.
Well, Twanda, the book is certainly anywhere you go to the World Wide Web and you can search, and it's out there. It's on Amazon. It's publishingbaraba.com. That's a publishing website. It's the published word, Booktopia. They have it even on eBay in the UK.
Okay.
It's in Aldris Books. And so just simply Google it, and there are local bookstores that are carrying it all around. And as you said, I highly recommend it because I think that it will just give us all hope. And that's what we need in dark world and dark times is hope.
Absolutely. And we cannot lose our hope. The book is called Divinely Dysfunctional, Unique on Purpose, and the author is Benton T. Thompson III. You want to get this book. Thank you so much for joining us.